unauthorized access to their computers remotely? The truth is that the majority of people view hacking as an illegal activity. While it is true that criminal hackers do exist, they actually are just a small minority. Hacking is simply finding an alternative or unintended use of computer hardware or software so as to enhance their applications and solve problems. This is the technical definition of hacking. Hacking is using the technology available in new and counterintuitive ways in order to solve problems that conventional techniques cannot. It is only in our current digital age that hacking has become synonymous with bypassing security, illegally accessing another person's computer, and wreaking havoc. The history of hacking. Back in the 1870s, Bell Telephone Company hired several teenage boys to work as switchboard operators. These boys decided to engage in some technological mischief by intentionally misdirecting and disconnecting phone calls, listening in on conversations, and other kinds of pranks. Though this was not called hacking back then, it was the earliest recognized incident of misusing technology. It is even believed that this was one of the reasons that the company decided to only hire female workers as operators. Fast forward about 100 years later in the 1950s, the word hack was used to refer as a shortcut or technique used to bypass the original operation of a system. The term was coined by MIT model train enthusiasts who received the donation of old telephone equipment, which they then used to create a complicated system for controlling their model trains. They were able to engineer a way to allow multiple operators to manipulate the track by dialing the telephone. These are considered to be the original hackers because they were able to take equipment that they had and discover a new and inventive use for it. A number of these model train hackers then became curious about the new computer systems that they were being introduced to on their campus. They were programming geeks that wanted to change the existing computer programs to make them better, customize them for special applications, and mostly just to have fun. The end result was that they produced modified and more elegant versions of the original programs. They weren't just content to write programs that solved problems. They wanted their programs to solve problems in the best ways possible. In the 1970s, there arose a different type of hacker whose focus was on exploiting the telephone system. These were referred to as freakers, and their aim was to figure out how the electronic switching system worked so that they could make free, long-distance phone calls. This is an example of one of the first anti-establishment movements that would later give birth to the personal computer hackers. As personal computers became more common in the 1980s, hackers were able to acquire their own devices and use the new technology to expand their reach. They quickly learned how to use modems to dial into and gain access to other people's personal computers. It was at this time that Stephen Levy published Hackers, Heroes of the Computer Revolution, where he stated that there should be unlimited and total access to computers in order to understand how the world works. The desire to dissect, understand, and better appreciate computer programming in order to gain more knowledge would later be regarded as the hacker ethic. In the late 1980s, there emerged a group of hackers who felt that exploring systems for benign reasons such as learning wasn't enough anymore. This younger generation decided to start hacking for personal profit by engaging in criminal activities. This included selling pirated video games, software, and even distributing worms and viruses to take down entire systems. They formed cyber gangs that went after sensitive data in large institutions and governments. Law enforcement stepped in, and anti-hacking legislation was soon passed. Many of these cyber gang members were arrested and prosecuted. The latest frontier in hacking is known as whacking. This involves finding unsecured wireless access points, WAPs, and connecting to them. This has become more prevalent due to the increased use of Wi-Fi. Types of hackers. How is it possible to differentiate between good hackers who want to share the benefits of technology?